From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a second mass kidnapping within a week in Afghanistan. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman says residents of the Balkab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when the Taliban captured them. The spokesman said tribal elders are negotiating their release. Senior UN humanitarian officials say the World Food Program is in the process of finalizing plans to airdrop food and other relief supplies into areas of Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations estimates more than 4.6 million people live in hard-to-reach areas in Syria. Nearly 600,000 of them are trapped in 19 besieged places, most by the government, since the beginning of the year. Aid workers have been able to reach 14 of these places, but UN officials say repeat visits to government-besieged areas have been denied, as have requests to deliver life-saving assistance to towns that have had no relief for months, in some cases, years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S., Britain, and France have issued an urgent call for the UN to begin humanitarian airdrops. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted the hotel because it is used by Somali government officials. This is VOA News.